Baruch haba b'shem Hashem. Welcome everyone to tonight's Tefillah Shir. Test Shvat Toshin Samach Tes, February 2nd, 2009, Parshas B'Shalach. Tonight, Bezus Hashem, Shin number 103, is part 2 of the second Bracha Shmonesrei, Gevurois. And I'd like to start with a review of what we said last week, and then we'll continue into tonight's Shir. So if you look inside the Siddur, we'll try to put some ideas into the words that we said last week. And we started as follows. Ata Gibor Li'olam Hashem, you are mighty forever. Mechai Meisim Ata Rav Lo'yashiyo. What kind of might are we talking about? So we mentioned last week, we mentioned the might of Hashem, that He gives us our life in the morning. Life. How many times do we appreciate life? He is a Gibor because He is Kovish as Yitzra. He holds back His anger because really when man sins, he doesn't deserve for his neshama to come back to him in the morning. Hashem is a gibar. He holds himself back and he gives back the neshama to us in the morning. Another new point I'd like to share with you from Rav Lev Shlita. He is Rav Lo Yeshia. He is a Rav. What's a Rav? A Rebbe. Hashem is the instructor. Lo Yeshia, to teach us the right way. The proper way of living our life through Torah mitzvahs. He is Rav Lo Yeshia. We mentioned there are three types of Tchias HaMeisim. There's a Tchias HaMeisim, a person wakes up in the morning. That's a Tchias HaMeisim because when a person sleeps, he is 1/60th dead. Hashem gives us back the neshama in the morning. That is Tchias HaMeisim number one. We said there's a Tchias HaMeisim like the rain, because we said the importance of rain. Rain is like Tchias HaMeisim. We explained that as well. And then we said the Tchias HaMeisim L'asil Lavoi. When all those who are not alive, no matter where their bodies are, no matter how many hundreds of years have passed, no matter what happened to their bodies, whether they were burned, whether they just decayed, Hashem is Nechaya Meisim. Hashem puts them all together. Three different types of Tchias HaMeisim. And we said a very important point. We have an Ani Mamin B'Emunah Shleima. We believe in Hashem that what? Of Tchias HaMeisim, of the resurrection of the dead. What is the main message we said over last week? And we said how it is so important, fundamental principle of life. We said the message of Tchias HaMeisim has come to tell us that even if a person sins, the Yaris Devash, or Bjornson Ibishis, tells us that even if a person sins, he has that ability of Tchias HaMeisim, spiritual Tchias HaMeisim, to come back alive in the spiritual sense. He might have sinned. Hashem says there's Tchias HaMeisim. The one who is spiritually dead, he can come back to life as well. These are a few of the main points we said last week. And with that, I'd like to continue right away into tonight's shir. And we say as follows. We said, Ata Gibor L'Olam Hashem, you are mighty, you are very powerful, forever, as opposed to man's might. It's only lasts as long as he's here for. Hashem is Mechaya Meisim. Ata, you are the one who brings the dead back to life. Rav Lo Yeshia, Mashiv HaRuach HaMoirit HaGeshem. Why did Hashem create the world? 2 weeks ago, Matzah Shabbos, I was just finished learning with my boys, two of my boys, and I had the car in reverse. It was dark, Matzah Shabbos, and my five-year-old, Yechiel, he asked me a question. You know, like the type of question, pass the coffee, please. Abba, yes. You know, looking behind me to make sure no one's around. Abba, yes. Why did Hashem create the world? I said, what? Abba, why did Hashem create the world? So I'm trying to back out of the parking lot, make sure, you know, everyone's safe. It's dark, late at night, there's ice on the ground. I said, Yechiel, that's a great question. We'll talk about it later. So I discussed it with Yechiel. I want to discuss it with my class here tonight. But before Before we get to any of that, I spend the Shabbos in Lakewood. And a friend of mine, Lakewood, so much Torah coming out of Lakewood, a friend of mine told me, you give a tefillah shiur, I have to share this story with you. And he tells me the following story. Two people buy a kiddush on Shabbos. They're having a little schnapps. One, another one. They're having a conversation. One says to the next, my Rav, my Rabbi, it's unbelievable what a great Rav he is. The next person says, I have a horse. A horse? So I'm talking about my Rav. You're talking about a horse? I have a horse. You can't imagine how great my horse is. They keep on drinking a little more. Continue on this conversation. My Rav, he's so great. So the person says back, yeah, how great is your Rav? My Rav is so great, he can teach your horse how to daven. This was the statement. The next morning, this man wakes up, remembers the conversation from the previous day, calls up his Rav, says to him, Rav, yes, how are you? I had to tell you what happened. I had to stick up for your covet. Your honor was at stake, and I had to stand up for your honor. Okay, what happened? I told him the conversation. I said, and I told him you could teach the horse how to daven. What? Excuse me? You have 2 weeks to do it. I know you can do it. 2 weeks? Teach a horse how to daven? The Rav hangs up the phone. Teach a horse how to daven? He's done a lot of things as a Rav, but this one he's never heard of. So, he has no choice. Takes a shtender, goes to the barn, in front of the horse, takes out the sitter. Day number one, takes an oat, and puts it on the sitter. The horse comes over, slowly comes down, eats the oat. Days go by, the word in town spreads, the 2 weeks are almost up. Day after day, the Rav is practicing with the horse to teach him how to daven. Finally, the big day comes. Who's going to win? Who's going to win this bet? So, everybody's standing there outside the barn. The Rav has a shtender with the horse in front of him, the sitter. And he puts one oat on the page. And the horse bends down. He eats that one oat. Then he puts, there's another oat behind the next page. The horse takes his tongue and turns the page. And he's going on and on. Throughout the whole sitter. He's eating all the oats. And he's turning the pages. And what's the story over here? What's the nimshol? What's the message? We have to make sure that we're not daveling like a horse, said my friend to me. We have to make sure we don't daven like a horse. This is his first story he shared with me. My friend from Lakewood. So my son asked me, why did Hashem create the world? And then there was another question that someone asked me. He said, a few weeks ago we discussed different miracles that Hashem performed. Why don't we discuss, he asked me, the other side of the picture. He said, for lack of better word, I don't know what word to use. Maybe there's, God forbid to say it, maybe there's cruelty. Call a spade, he said. Look at the world we live in. There's so much tragedy. Centuries of Jewish blood spilled. If you're going to discuss the good, discuss the bad. It's only fair, said this person. And we had a conversation. I mentioned to him that we don't understand God's ways. I mentioned to him that he has to hear all the classes to understand how he explained it throughout the years. And then I want to share with you another story that my friend told me from Lakewood. And this is a true story.
The last one wasn't?
I hope not. Story is with Chedush Yarim. The Chedush Yarim was the grandfather of the Sfas Emes, the Ger Rebbe. The Chedush Yarim lost many children in his life, but that's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about a person by the name of Reuven. Reuven financially was doing very well. Then slowly but surely, he might have been in an economy of the world like we're in today, who knows? True story. He started losing all his money. Until the point where it came where he had nothing left. So he went to ask the Chedush Yarim as follows. I have relatives who can mail me a check, who can send me money. Is it okay if I go and ask them for this money? And the Chedush Yarim said, 100% do not ask them for anything. Comes back, tells his wife, the Chedush Yarim said, no, we shouldn't ask the relatives for the money. Time goes on, his situation in his family with the children and the wife gets worse. There's basically nothing around. And this, the situation gets worse and worse throughout the weeks, throughout the months. He goes back to the Chedush Yarim. And once again, he asks the same question. I have relatives. They're very nice. They're very well to do. Can I ask them for some money? And he said, you heard my answer the first time. It didn't change. He goes back home. Things get worse. But he accepts the words of the Chedush Yarim. It's at a point where he can't take it anymore. Life is just, he can't live like this. It's not a life. It's beyond poverty. He writes a letter to his friend, to his cousins, his relatives, and they send him a large sum of money, and it puts him back on his feet, and without even asking, they send him another check, more money, and he's back, able to live like a normal human being. But as soon as this happens, he starts getting sick. Financially, he's doing fine. But physically now, his health is deteriorating. Very, very fast. This person starts to think, what was the cause of this? What might be the reason as to why my health is going down so fast? To which he remembers how the Chedush Yarim told him, don't take the money under any circumstances. Do not touch the money. Don't write the letter. So he realized what he thought to be the problem. What was the problem? He didn't listen to the Rav. He asked the question, how could I not listen to the Rav? I have to ask Mechila, forgiveness from the Rav. This was the source of my health deteriorating. He asked, he was bedridden, he couldn't get up. He asked a friend of his, a messenger, to go ask Mechila, ask forgiveness from the Rav. And the messenger went to the Chedush Yarim and told the Chedush Yarim the situation of his friend, to which the Chedush Yarim told him as follows. There was a gezeira in Shemayim. There was a decree that Reuven should die. And the Gemara tells us in Ani Yischosh of Kemes, a poor person is like he's dead. So if that's the situation, he was not to touch any of the money. I was saving his life. What do you want me to do now? It's not because he didn't listen to me. There was a decree in Shemayim, a decree in heaven, that he should die because of what happened, whatever he did. So Hashem, with His rachamim, with His mercy, with His kindness, He made this person poor, so he shall live. Explain the Chiddush Yerim. The messenger was not able to come back and give the message over to his friend Reuven, because he was no longer alive. My son asked me, Abba, why did Hashem create the world? And it's a question we should all ask ourselves. What are we doing here? What is the purpose of our lives? And the answer is Chesed. Hashem created the world, as we discussed in the past, because Hashem is the Baal Chesed. He is the giver of kindness. So now let's ask this other person's question now. Why don't we ever discuss those attributes of Hashem that seem to be cruel and mean? And we've mentioned the stories with the Chafetz Chaim, the Moshe of the Chafetz Chaim. When the guest comes to a shul, and he asks the Gabbai, after davening is over, he tells the Gabbai, you did a great job. Everything was clear, proficient, on time. One question asks the guest to the Gabbai. Why is it that when you asked for a Kohen, you went to the front of the shul, and a Levi, you went to the middle of the shul, and you stroll to the back of the shul once again, right next to me? I'm just a guest here, but I see the talis bags. It says, Reuven HaKohen says, Aryeh HaLevi. So go straight in order. Why are you making yourself crazy? You're running around. Your job's hard enough as it is. People always complain to the Gabbai. Answer is the Gabbai. You're right, you're just a guest. You don't know that last week, that person you suggested I give Aliyah to, the Kohen, he got that Aliyah last week. And the Levi, he got the Aliyah 2 weeks ago. Explains the Chafetz Chaim with his marshal. We look at the world, we don't understand. We see tragedies. How could it be? Answers the Chafetz Chaim. Just like in the story, we are just guests here in this world. We have to be here from the beginning of time until the end of time. And then we will see the whole picture. Because right now they're just different pictures of the puzzle. But if we understand the answer to my Yechiel's question, why did Hashem create this world? Because of Chesed, to give to us. And that's why He gave us the Torah. He gave us mitzvahs. He gave us commandments to follow the Torah. To earn Olam Haba. Think about it. As we mentioned before, we don't deserve anything. And this brings me to my next story. Why did I go to Lakewood? So, I have a brother-in-law there. He invited us for Shabbos. But that wasn't the initial reason why I went to Lakewood. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, in the parking lot behind us, around 6 weeks ago, I was driving down. It was an icy day, black ice. I was driving around 5 miles an hour. My car, the steering wheel was turned to the left to go into the spot. And Hashem said, no, that's not where you're going. And went straight into the brick garage right behind us. And I mentioned that I went to a first place to look at the body shop to get an estimate. So, you told me $1,695. And that's what's saving me here and there on the odds and ends. I figured let me get a few other estimates. We found out about some places in Lakewood. One estimate was $900, and one estimate was for $600. Baruch Hashem. We took the $600 one. So why did I go to Lakewood? Because that's where this body man, the body shop was, in Lakewood. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they said, you know what? You'll drop off your van We'll drive it when it's ready. You don't have to come back and forth. Pick it up. Friday, stay for Shabbos. So I was driving down there and I said to myself, imagine this. I'm going to go down to Lakewood. I'm going to meet somebody. It's going to be a story I'll share with my tefillah share. Hashkacha Pratis 101. Basic Hashkacha Pratis. You'll see Hashem's hand. And that's why Hashem wanted me to have a little slip, just so I could go down to Lakewood and get the story. So I went down to Lakewood. And I shared this piece of information I just shared with you. I told it to the Rav of the Shul. And then I put a little twist on it. Because I told the Rav something else. I said, perhaps I might come down to Lakewood, and someone, I would bump into somebody and say, oh, you're looking for a position to be a Rebbe, to be a Rav somewhere. I had a job for you. And that's a story I would share with my friends here. That didn't happen. What did happen? What happened was that I woke up in the morning. That's so amazing, right? We say over here in this bracha, Ata Gibor El Yoylam Hashem. Mechayim Mesim Ata, you are Mechayim Mesim. You give me life. It wouldn't be a good story if a person here, someone didn't wake up in the morning. But we all, Baruch Hashem, woke up this morning. I told the Rav as follows. I told him the whole story. How I come and Baruch Hashem, I give a shir before davening. And I was turning to the left and the car went there. And first estimate, second estimate. And I was looking for a good story. I told him, what's the story? I'm alive. I told him, unfortunately, a cousin of mine slipped on the ice and broke his ribs. I just heard today a lady on Friday slipped on the ice and has stitches all over her front of her face. And unfortunately, I heard a story which is even worse. Where a person in New Jersey, coming out of a store, slipped on the ice, fell backwards, and was in the coma for 10 days and never got up. What's Hashkacha Pratis story I have to share with you? Ata Gibor Yoylam Hashem. You, Hashem, are powerful. You hold back your kas, you hold back your anger. Even though we don't deserve life, you are Mechayim Mesim. You give us life. You are patient with us. You give us life. We are still in the first three brachas. We are praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But let's take a message, a lesson for ourselves. You, Hashem, are patient with us. Maybe we should be patient with ourselves. Maybe we should be patient with our spouses. Maybe we should be patient with our friends, co-workers. Hashem is patient with us. Ata Gibor, the Gvura, he's Kavish as Yitzroy. He holds back the anger. What anger? Did we fulfill our obligation to Hashem today? So we started with my son's question. Why did Hashem create the world? And we answered, because He's the Baal HaChesed. Hashem created the world to give us. And we explained that we can't understand Hashem's ways unless we are here from the beginning of time until the end of time. And this topic needs tremendous elaboration. And in class number 103, Shir number 103, we can't do it alone. We'll have to go back to the beginning of the classes as well. If you want to stick around, we can do it. I'd like to now go through the tefillah a little deeper and we'll see a little of the chesed from Hashem. So that when we dive in these words, we say these words, we'll come to appreciate Hashem even on a greater level. We say the words as follows. You are the Rav Lo Hashia. You are great to help. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, He created the world, why? To give us chesed. to do chesed, to be kind. Does it make sense Hashem created the world to punish us, to torture us? This individual asked a valid question. He doesn't understand. Look at all the tragedies throughout our history. But if we understand that Hashem created the world for chesed, so we have to realize that those tragedies, there's an ultimate reason behind it which we cannot understand here in this world. The Gemara Megillah tells us as follows. In a place where you find Hashem's might, that is where you find His humility as well. This is a statement from Rabbi Yochanan. On this, Rabbi Miller Zatzal tells us, we see two reasons as to why Hashem created the world. Not discussing the chesed aspect, but he's discussing as follows. To teach men the greatness of the Creator. To teach men the greatness of Hashem. And now the chesed aspect. And the second reason is too that Hashem wants to bestow kindness on us. He wants to give us chesed. He wants to give us kindness. Explains the Mila, these two are really one. Two that are one. Because the greater awareness we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the greater appreciation we will have of the chesed He gives us and He does for us. If you give a child a $100 bill and they're playing Monopoly, they'll say, "Great, thank you. Just what I need. I can buy Boardwalk now. Just what I wanted." They don't appreciate the value of the $100. And then they put it back with the rest of the money and they put it aside back on the shelf. But if a person explains, the father explains, "No, this is a $100 bill. You know all that chocolate bar? All the chocolate you like? And all the candy you like? You could go buy some now." So what does the child do? He takes that $100 bill from the Monopoly game. He goes to the store and he hands it to the person behind the counter, and the person thinks it's a joke. What are you doing here? This is Monopoly money. The child has no idea, no understanding of what's going on. He doesn't appreciate. Let's come to appreciate Hashem's chesed through the tefillah we have in front of us. Mashiv haruach u'mayrid hageshem. Let's start with Mashiv haruach u'mayrid hageshem. You, Hashem, You cause the wind to blow and the rain to fall. We live in a world society where we need water, so what do? We turn on the faucet. That's how we all live today. I have to tell you, my daughter a few months ago, she asked me, said, "Abba, what is that?" So I turned around. I thought I might see something very fascinating. I said, "Shoshana Rivka, it's called a payphone." She knows cell phones. An 8-year-old. Very bright, thank God. But it's a different world. We have to come to appreciate that the rain that Hashem gives us, if not for the rain, we wouldn't exist. Nothing would grow. We wouldn't have any food to eat. Because the cows wouldn't have any food to eat as well. I know people are thinking about the steaks. It wouldn't work. There wouldn't be any cows. Step number one, the rain comes down, it gives us food. Hashem is Mashiv HaRuach. He makes the wind blow because every single drop that Hashem causes to come down has an address. What is the message of the rain? Says Rav Lev, one of the messages of rain is that man is powerless. We stand once again in front of Hashem. We are in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by Shemoneh Esrei. Our hands are either together or holding a sitter. The right on top of the left. Midas HaRachamim, a mercy, is on top of Midas HaDin. Where our feet are together, we are showing, we are bound, we are incapable of doing anything. We say these words, Mashiv Ruach Umerit Hageshem. We are to humble ourselves and say, Hashem, we have nothing. You are in charge of everything, of all the rain that comes down. It is all you. We are subjugating ourselves to Hashem. That Hashem is alone, Hashem is the source of all the physical and all the spiritual. We are to trust in Hashem totally. We say the words, Mashiv HaRuach, Umayit HaGeshem. We are showing total trust in Hashem. Mechal Kel Chaim B'Chesed. Mechayim Meisim B'Rachamim Rabim. You Hashem are Mechal Kel Chaim B'Chesed. You are the sustainer of the living with kindness. Kindness. Does it make sense to say Hashem creates a world to torture people? Does that make sense? We are saying these words, Mechal Kel Chaim B'Chesed, you sustain us. B'Chesed, with kindness. When we say these words, let us realize that Hashem created the world because of Chesed to give us. Let's discuss what this Chesed is. It could have been Hashem created the world, and we have to eat food. So what's the food? A little white tablet. We take a cup of water. And what's our breakfast? It's all smacked in there, squished in there, that little pill. We swallow it down. That's breakfast. Tasteless. White little, no color. No nice aroma. Doesn't taste like fresh baked challah. Doesn't taste like a good steak. Nothing. Hashem did us a chesed. And He made food and fruits and vegetables. That the bananas, when they're ripe, they turn yellow, bright yellow. And when they're not ripe, they're green. It's a sign that tells us they're not ripe. Don't eat them yet. He made delicious red apples and yellow apples and green apples. Why did He do all this? Because this is all acts of chesed. Hashem is saying, see me. Understand me. Appreciate the chesed that I give you. There are different tastes. Appreciate it. Mechalkel, He sustains. Chayim, life, bechesed, with kindness. These are all acts of kindness, explains Rav Miller. The bees that fly around, that when they come too close to us, we might chew away. These bees are responsible, explains Rav Miller, for 100,000 different species of fruits and flowers. For honey, the sweet honey. Hashem didn't have to make honey. Didn't have to have any sugar. Why do we have sugar in the world? It's an act of Mechal Kel Chayim B'Chesed. These are all acts of chesed. Clothing. Comfortable clothing. Didn't have to be comfortable clothing. He is Mechal Kel Chayim B'Chesed. He sustains us with chesed. Comfortable shoes. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, we should sell the beams of our house to make sure we have comfortable shoes. These are all acts of chesed, of kindness that Hashem does for us. So let's just review. When we say these words, Ata Gibor Le'elam Hashem, you Hashem are mighty, you are powerful. Let's remember that Hashem is Kovish as Yisrael. He holds back His anger. We should be patient with others. We should be patient with ourselves. He is Mechayim Meisim. He brings us life. And that is the story I'd like to share with you today. It might not sound so amazing. But we woke up in the morning today, Baruch Hashem. We have life. Mechayim Mesim Ata. You, Hashem, gave us life. You give us life. Appreciate this from Hashem. He is the Mashiv HaRuach. He is the Rav. He teaches us. The Rav, the Rebbe. How should we live our life? He gave us the instruction booklet. What's the instruction booklet? The Torah, which means instructions. The Rebbe gives us the instruction booklet to live our life, so we won't be lost in this world. He is the Mashiv HaRuach HaMoed HaGeshem. He gives us the rain. Without rain, we have nothing. And we said that was the second aspect of Tchias HaMeisim. He is Mechal Kel Chaim BeChesed. He sustains us with living with kindness. Because the reason why Hashem created this world, as we explained, is because Hashem wanted to give us. And everything that we have, we have to appreciate it. Let's discuss teeth before we end with tonight's share with the Medrash. Imagine a little child who at the age of 6, who has all of his baby teeth, wakes up one morning and has no more teeth. How frightening that might be. But Hashem says, no, I won't do that. One tooth at a time. One tooth at a time. Mechalek el chayim bechesed. Every single aspect of our lives. Hashem is saying, see me. Appreciate me. When you see a golden red apple, when you see a banana, bright yellow, when you see the orange of the orange, these are there for a reason, to acknowledge that there is a Creator, to make that bracha, and to come closer to Hashem. I'd like to end with a Medrash. The Medrash is going on a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Tes. Leimor lasurim tseyu. Say to the bound ones, those who are tied down, go out. Says the Medrash. Very powerful words. There are times when we go to a shul, and it's difficult to stay in the shul, says the Medrash. But yet we go to shul, and we daven in shul. Says the Medrash. There's chus in the merit of those people who find it difficult to daven, to go to learn like this. Mashiach will come in their merit. Mashiach will come in the merit of those people who find it difficult, but yet they still do it. And they still go to shul. And when Hashem comes, and He is Mechaya Mesim, another aspect of Tchias HaMeisim, He is Mechaya Mesim, that He will bring them, La'asi Lavoi, to a situation when they will enjoy it. And that is the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim. The Chesed from Hashem. When we will be sitting around the table with Hashem, and we will not want to leave that shir. Leimor lasurim tzu, tseyu. Tell those who are bound down, they're tied in the shul, to go out from the bondage. What's their bondage? It's difficult for them to be in shul. Bezchus these people and their merit, Hashem says, I will bring Mashiach. Which is zoiche, that in the matter of these people, who even though it's difficult, they still plug away. And in the merit of those people, who don't find it difficult, and they come and they learn, and they daven, we should be zoiche to Mashiach Tzidkenu, M'hei Rabbi Yameinu, to the ultimate Tchias HaMeisim, Bekarov.
Amen. Thank you.